You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. Warning, Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly! Dark-sided!
Couple older Texas guys. Guess they've been battling each other for years. Yeah. Little arguments about stuff.
Don't make me destroy you.
Well, that's what one did.
Uh-oh.
Because a Texas man fatally shot his neighbor.
Sure.
And just continued doing his yard work.
I think that happens a lot down there in Texas.
I think a lot of
gotta
them think
the rest along.
You can do it. Yeah, like it's okay.
I just imagined a big Texas Vader.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Texas Vader.
It's got,
like a Death Star belt buckle.
Yeah. Like a Vader helmet, but it's
got
morphed into a cowboy hat.
It's got a cowboy hat at the top.
Yep.
That's got
to
be.
It has to be a thing, right?
Big Texas Vader.
Yep.
Let's cowboy see. Cowboy Darth Vader.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's been drawn up. It's been drawn up.
Many times.
Yep.
I like it. I mean, it's terrifying, as you say, but I do like
it. Is. But like, yeah, Texas I didn't mean Vader. To get us off topic there.
No,
yeah,
it's okay.
These Texans killed each other again.
Yes, back to the dark side. The Liberty County Sheriff's Office said 70-year-old Eric Lee Elliott and 60-year-old William Womack had an ongoing dispute. Lately, it's been about Womack's dog running loose on Eric's lawn.
Oh, yeah.
They live about 60 miles northeast of Houston.
That's enough
to
kill.
The other day, Eric Lee Elliott was working on his front yard when Womack's dog ran into his yard again.
You know what I told you?
Yelled at the house that they would kill the dog if they didn't keep it out of his yard. Well, Womack decided to come out and confront him about that. You really just threatened to kill my dog?
Like, yep.
That's when he pulled a handgun from his waist and shot the guy in the stomach.
Okay. The dog owner was shot?
The dog owner was shot.
Okay.
The old guy was pissed. The dog kept coming on his lawn.
Right. So he...
So in Texas, he's like, it's an abdomen wound. He's like, I got to
live.
He'll be fine.
He'll live. Oh, he died.
That's nothing. People get shot in the abdomen sometimes.
While the other old guy's wife was screaming for help, Elliot just put the handgun in his truck and continued on with his yard work as if nothing had ever happened.
Yeah.
Responding officers performed life-saving measures on Womack. He was taken to a hospital, though, where he died. Elliot was arrested, still mowing his lawn. He's currently being held at Liberty County Jail. He's charged with murder. He's being held on $1 million bond. There is his mugshot.
Like, just to think to think that you could just shoot a man because you got in an argument about a dog and you're fine. Like, just
you
keep
don't feel anything.
Just keep going throughout your day.
Well, that's done.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
and the guy threatened to kill his dog.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you also have to be armed to the teeth if you're going to go confront your neighbor. Give yourself a fighting chance.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like anything you have to do with your neighbor, I can't even imagine what like a block party in Texas would be like. That's
a block party in Texas.
It's got to be real stressful, right?
I'm so glad I get along with my neighbors. Like, I'm so glad I get along with my neighbors. I didn't always, but I'm so glad.
Yes, I really, on one side, I don't know them. They've been there for years, but I don't know them.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, too.
Yeah.
They don't cause any trouble.
No. Nope.
On the other side, we kind of know them, and everything's good.
Yeah. My neighbor brought me baklava and wine.
Yeah, that's a great
love
neighbor.
Her.
What? Yeah, that's a great neighbor.
Great neighbors.
Get yourself a neighbor like that.
Yes.
Greek pastries and wine.
Yeah, that's the way to Lisa's heart, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. I was like, I'm like, that is perfect for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a very thoughtful gift
it
for
is.
Her.
Right. No one's ever threatening to shoot anyone when they bring you pastries and
wine.
Just be nice to your neighbors.
Yeah, I think in Texas, if you get somebody else's mail, you're like, oh, no.
Oh, God. I'd put it on a remote control car and drive it over.
That's our mail robot.
Yeah, like, just keep bumping into someone's feet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our mail.
Scary times. But yeah,
I killed your robot. I knew you would. You gotta tell me before you send that thing over, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't come over there.
Still in Texas, some bad news for big cops. What is it? Let's get the story here quickly from KHOU-TV.
Next, more than 200 state troopers will need to slim down this year or face disciplinary action. According to the Dallas Morning News, men with waists over 40 inches, women with over 35 inches, now have to track and share their weight loss efforts.
What?
Officers who don't trim down by December can be denied promotions and overtime or be removed from enforcement duties.
Good luck.
A 40-inch waist?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got sometimes. That's my goal, is just to be obese.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. For these boys.
Yeah, but it's tough.
Men over 40-inch waist, women over 35-inch waist, as you heard, they'll have to track and share weight loss efforts. If they don't get under that, by the end of the year, they could be pulled off duty, they could lose promotions, lose overtime.
The thing about it is, like, I could understand, listen, I understand getting big, eating, you know, it happens, you get big. But to me, to have a job where people could try to kill me.
You'd want to be in shape.
I'd want to be in the best shape I could be.
But also for protecting others, too, right?
That's what I mean. Like, there are people, you are the one that has to respond. When your job is doing radio, it'd be a very rare thing for me to be the first person to respond.
I feel like at this Texas Highway Patrol barracks, they had like a meeting and they're like, yeah, banging on a biscuit. Get your biscuit.
Okay.
We're having a little meeting right now. And basically, we need to slim down. Every criminal in the last year has gotten away.
That's true.
They run right
every
away.
Every criminal.
Yep. That one time when you ran.
Yeah, I almost got him. You remember?
Yeah, but then he got your car and he took off. You were too slow.
We've lost 25 cars this year. All right, we gotta slim down. Start getting the salary.
I bet that wasn't received.
Oh,
well,
no,
by all of them.
I would think not.
In fact, I almost feel like that Texas may be the only place that something like this could actually go down. You know, like the fact that they're going to put some kind of like, hey, you've got to share your weight with us on some kind of the cop weight loss app.
Mm-hmm. We said it before. We talked about this a couple of months ago. We're behind this. You know, there's certain jobs where you're hired, firefighter, police officer, you've got to stay in shape.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you can't do the job you were hired to do.
Yep. Lieutenant Merriman, did you use your pepper mace and the spice in your chili?
I'm sorry, but it barely had any taste. Yeah, we've taken those weight loss measures.
Yeah, you can't do that. No, for defense.
It was spicy as hell.
I mean it was. I just tried that chili, if you don't mind.
Clear the room, I'll tell you later, too.
Did I read Detective Smith is off because he slipped on a piece of brisket? Is that?
That's true.
He dropped it right out of his mouth.
Very slippery.
How many brisket accidents can we have in 1 year?
Oh, my God, so many of them.
No, it's...
I do love the idea that they were, like, called them all together with a bunch of food to eat, like, one last meal.
Yeah, exactly. I know the other way you guys pay attention is we have big old barbecue.
I didn't understand anything you said but barbecue.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's how it was meant to be.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That was just a meeting.
The only way to get you people to listen... And then we have a barbecue.
Yes, that's it.
That's better. I can understand that one.
Yeah, I gotta work on my Jamie fat guy Dave. Voice enunciation.
But that's how they sound. That's how we know.
It's perfect.
All you need to hear is barbecue. Right. Yeah.
Just in case there are some skinny people here in the room who have a hard time understanding, we will speak.
It's okay. I'm fluent in fat. I know everything
yes,
he says.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Fact,
did
no
you
problem.
Say that the meeting's being held at a barbecue?
That's right.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, famous Dave.
Oh, okay. Normally we don't have food at our meetings.
Yeah, this time we're going to need it.
Every time you have a meeting.
Yeah. Oh my God, imagine having to have an interpreter just because you're overweight.
I wonder. I'm sorry. What he said was.
I had a hard time with that one.
He introduced his interpreter.
He's getting so.
Oh, I hear it now. This is my interpreter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is his interpreter. Yeah.
I wonder if
interpreter.
There are some cop meetings that are like radio meetings where you can tell what's going to happen by the food that they've decided to provide.
Probably.
Like there's never been bad news and pizza at the same radio meeting. You know?
Do they give bad news and bad food together?
No, like I think they usually give bad news and no food.
Right.
No food. Yeah.
Whenever we saw they were having a meeting here and food wasn't being served, we were like uh-oh.
Yeah. People are being let go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're going to fire the whole staff again.
So this, you're screwing with these cops' minds if you're having a brisket meeting. They think it's all great. You're telling them they got to lose
weight. Maybe they know, though. Like, did you hear?
What?
We're having a brisket meeting. It can only be bad news.
I'm trying to lose weight.
He said they're going to try and make us lose weight.
If they didn't want us to lose weight, they would have had the pulling pork.
Every time.
I know. But it's, yep.
It's brisket.
Well, because of Derek. Derek got in that helicopter and he wouldn't take off. He's too fat.
It flies sideways, though.
Can't have a chopper cop not too fat to fly.
Chubby chopper cop.
The chopper's trying to take off and it can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
We need stronger helicopter.
He said we need a stronger helicopter.
Oh, wow. Okay. I heard that one.
Yep.
That interpreter, Andy Green.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Maryland man found dead at his home alongside over 100 caged snakes. Mm. Well, what did he die of? Snake bite.
Ugh. Oh, venomous snake bite.
Took them this long, though, to figure that out. They actually call it accidental snake envenomation.
Okay. Mm. Snake bit you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, snake bit.
That's it. Simple.
49-year-old David Riston died, and they just confirmed that his death was an accident with the state medical examiner's office. He was discovered way back in January during a welfare check. They just now ruled cause of death. In case you missed the initial story, this is it. Let's take a listen.
Caused the death of the man who lived inside this house here in southern Maryland, but it's sending shockwaves through the neighborhood about what they found inside a house filled with snakes. When Charles County sheriffs entered the home, they found the man on the floor. He was unresponsive, but they also found more than 100 snakes of various varieties, all in cages, some of them deadly. That's when animal control was called in. Jennifer Harris with Charles County says they've never seen a snake collection like this before.
He does have a collection of venomous snakes that are illegal to keep in the state of Maryland. So we're looking into, you know, obviously how he would have acquired that and kept them inside the home. Some of the breeds that our animal control officers encountered included pythons, rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas.
Charles County Animal Control was able to isolate the non-venomous snakes, but an expert from North Carolina had to be brought in to deal with the venomous snakes. As for the conditions inside the house,
he was very meticulous about the way in which he handled and cared for the snakes inside the home. They were all very properly secured. They were racked. He did not keep a lot of furniture inside the home, so there was no place if a snake, for example, were to escape where it could hide or, harm anybody. It seems as if he was almost obsessive in his cleanliness and the keeping and care of the animals inside the home.
Except for when it got him.
Now, they say they do not believe that any of the snakes got loose or are a threat to any of the neighbors here in this area. There are experts locally here and a venomous snake expert who was brought in from North Carolina to deal with those snakes. No word yet on what will happen to these snakes, but they are going to be removed from this house.
I said no one who knew him knew he had 124 snakes in his house.
No one knew.
No one.
Wow.
It doesn't look like a place that
snake house.
No.
Nope.
So like the whole inside of his home was just dedicated basically to snakes. Like, he didn't have couches. He didn't have...
That's what they're saying. Like, no furniture a snake could hide in.
Just snakes.
A snake obsession.
Yeah.
Weird.
That could be a joke.
Well, of course it could. Totally. Of course it could. What I don't
right now, we wouldn't know.
There's actually a guy. Idea. Yeah, you guys don't know about what I have.
I mean, you tell us pretty much everything you have. Yes. You're pretty honest.
Or does he?
True.
Mm-hmm. That's not.
I just found out about Leroy today.
Yeah, we just found out about Leroy.
Right?
So.
How many other hidden Leroys does he have?
You guys don't want to know.
Hidden Leroy.
If I don't show up one day.
Leroy the Lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who,
yeah, for those who don't know. He doesn't have a hidden man.
Does he have a man named Leroy?
He's got a man named Leroy hidden in his house.
No. I have a lizard named Leroy.
I do it. You know, it's a man named Leroy.
Oh. The sex skimp that he keeps in the basement.
Yeah. Sex skimp.
Yeah, no.
No, no. Chuck has no hidden men in his house.
No, well, but, you know, but if you went into my basement, like, my basement is designed to house fish tanks. It's not a place where I'm ever going to finish my basement and have, like, a cool place to watch some TV.
Some darts.
You know, like, no. It's aquariums. And this is what happens with these. There's a guy in Detroit, actually, that has a pretty successful YouTube channel, and he has, like, a place, but I think it's a store. All sorts of venomous snakes, all sorts of different stuff. It's just wild that this guy got bit, and then it happened so quick. Mm. Like, you'd think he would have enough time to maybe call somebody. I guess what it is you're hoping you're going to be okay because you have all these illegal snakes.
Wouldn't you try to have some anti-venom on hand just in case of an accident?
I don't know how you get your hands on it.
If your whole house is dedicated to snakes, you should have something, right?
Of course.
You don't have a couch?
I don't know if you can get your hands on it, though. I don't know anything about it.
Anti-venom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Like, I can't just go on eBay and order anti-venom right now.
Anti-venom has to be snake-specific.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
Because that's what I'm interested in. Which snake got him?
Yeah, new. They didn't reveal that in the report.
If it's like an illegal one, he couldn't get the anti-venom to that.
Right.
That's a crazy thing to think about, isn't it? Like, you hope the hospital has that particular one stocked.
All it says is cobra, one of them killed him, but there's rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas, and a 14-foot-long Burmese python.
Yeah, and who knows like how long it took them to find him.
Death ruled accidental snake bite.
It's one of those weird hobbies where you can go down like a rabbit hole of like, hey, I have all these snakes and they're none of them can really kill me.
124, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like that's getting into the where it's like hoarding.
Yeah, that to me means when you have a whole house with nothing in it but snakes, there's something up.
But I started with one fish tank, you know?
I know, but your whole house is not fish tanks.
Yet.
Well,
It's pretty.
Let us know if
my kitchen has four of them. Yep.
Your kitchen has four of them? Mm-hmm. I thought you said it was just in the basement.
I have basement stuff. I have stuff upstairs. I have stuff in the kitchen.
Fishman.
And stuff in the garage. Is that where you keep the crickets?
No, but it is where I keep my ants.
Yep, we're done with this. Let's move on. Before we get too deep into the mind of Chuck. I don't want to know anymore. I know enough.
I keep my worms in the basement.
Up next, a couple of stories. Two different guys pretending to be someone they weren't, and it got them in some trouble. If you want a new Audi, the first thing you should know is you got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. This guy apparently thought he was entitled to a free car.
Are we?
No. Oh. A man in Tulsa, Oklahoma named Randy Cantwell walked into a dealership, and he spotted a new Audi that he liked. He told the salesman, "I'm going to take that one for a drive." The salesman said, "Actually, sir, that one's not ready to be driven yet." That's when Randy got a little more dramatic. He accused the dealership of stealing the car. Then he swiped the keys and attempted to drive it off the lot himself. Employees blocked him, so he went to Plan B. He claimed that he was a U.S. Marshal.
Ah, yes. They do this all the time.
And he was entitled to an Audi. He didn't explain why a federal marshal would be entitled to an Audi. Well, the dealership just said, "Okay, sir, hold on." They called the police.
Yeah.
Randy was arrested and taken to jail.
Oh, boy.
There is his mugshot.
Do you think took one look at him and they were like,
"There's no way he...
That car's not ready to drive, sir." Because I've never heard that before in my life. That car's not ready to drive.
It was on the lot, not in the showroom.
Yeah.
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 I'd just be like, there's no way this guy chases criminals across the country.
No.
You can tell that by his face.
Yes.
You can tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks pretty baffled right there.
His mouth is open.
Yeah. I think all the time.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like all the time.
That Audi.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not ready to drive.
I'm a U.S. Marshal.
Oh, yeah.
I want that Audi.
Call the police
immediately.
He hasn't closed his mouth since he got
no.
his
head.
Hi.
Oh, weird. He's a weird one.
And then this next guy, he's even stupider.
Okay.
Because he pretended to be a DEA agent. Why?
To get those sweet drugs?
To get a discount at Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
More details coming to light about this story where a 57-year-old guy named David Stover, who lives near Daytona Beach and loves Wendy's,
yes.
but doesn't like paying full price for it.
Who does?
What happened here, I guess, is he had a buddy who worked at Wendy's who would hook him up.
Okay.
Right? He'd give him some good
Very
deals.
Nice, yes.
Right?
That's
if you
awesome.
Get a Wendy's buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Nice. Rasty's on me, buddy.
Well, his buddy got fired.
Oh, yeah. Probably for giving all those people those sweet deals.
Like every time he works, we're losing money. I don't get it. I think we figured it out, though. We're going to fire him.
So he doesn't have a hookup anymore.
No.
So he comes up with a new plan.
I'm going to pretend to be a DEA agent to get a law enforcement discount.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I didn't realize that Wendy's gave out the law enforcement discount.
Well, Monday, police responded to a report of an angry customer at the Wendy's who was arguing with staff. Turned out David was demanding the discount and wouldn't back down. He even flashed a badge, which turned out to be a cheap badge that anyone can buy online.
Yeah.
Sounds like he had managed to actually get the discount a few times, but the manager was there that day and decided, no, it's not right. That's not real.
Right.
That's funny. So they're like stormtroopers in that way. Like, yeah. The manager's more like Jabba the Hutt. You can't have the Jedi's messing
No.
The other ones are like, you are a DEA agent. You get your discount.
Yeah, they just give the discount out, no problem.
He's facing charges now for impersonating an officer. There is his mugshot.
Again, I don't know.
Like, really, you're going to jail because of a Wendy's discount?
Yeah, like how much was the discount?
It's not free. It's a 15, discount.
15%?
Right.
10%?
Or a small Frosty?
Small Frosty I'd almost do anything for, but...
You can probably get the same discounts if you download the Wendy's app. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to pretend to be a DEA agent.
Yeah, just download the Wendy's app.
That's it. That's all you need to do. Oh. Get those discounts.
Never thought of that.
He did not. So now he's in big trouble. You know, we've seen lately when people are listing their homes for sale online, they're doing different things just to try and get attention. Here's another one that apparently this woman was not doing intentionally.
Right.
It just kind of happened. But we've seen these homes go viral on Zillow Gone Wild. Homes with crazy paint jobs or sex dungeons or anything else kind of takes off there. But the latest to grab some internet attention is in Wisconsin. It's a rural home belonging to Lauren Hagenbarth. Looks like a simple, cozy ranch, but it's something in the bedroom that's got some attention.
Oh, really?
In the bedroom, just over the king-size bed, is a lovely, crafty sign that reads, "Welcome to Pound Town."
This is an incredible woman. This is an incredible woman.
She joked. She made the sign as a cute little joke to add some humor to her bedroom. She claims, never intended it to go viral. Forgot it was there when the photographer came in to take pictures of her house for the real estate listing.
Oh, my God.
Now she's getting a request. She's getting requests from all over the country. People want their very own Pound Town sign made for them.
I mean, that's great.
That's funny. It does look like just one of those like signs that people like hang in nice houses.
Right.
Yeah.
Live, love, laugh. Right?
Yes.
All those kind of things. But this one says, "Welcome to Pound Town," hanging right above her bed. You can check it out for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go see it there. But
it's a nice place. It doesn't look like Pound Town. I wonder what the Oliver signs. I wonder if there's a sign in the kitchen.
She's got signs everywhere. Welcome. And I don't know what that one says.
I don't
something
know.
About the kitchen is... Something. Kitchen.
Nothing about BJ's, though. Or
no.
Anything.
No.
No.
But look, she loves...
She loves those.
Welcome our nest.
When you're around one of those people,
they love
everything
their signs.
Has words, you know? I actually saw
sign in every room.
I saw a TikTok of a guy who was like talking to his girlfriend, and he would zoom in on words that she had, like a pillow with like a saying on it, and they were kind of having like an intense talk, and he would try and whatever the saying was, he tried to like mix it into the conversation, you know.
That's right.
It was pretty funny. But it was working. It was probably fake.
Whether this woman will get more money for the home or not because of the Pound Town sign, still to be seen.
It's just definitely
got attention.
Like, it got the attention that you need.
Yeah, and it's backed up with a really nice house. You know, it's decorated very well inside.
I'd feel so much pressure to put that up and then have to delivering people to Pound Town.
Be
and
that's just like, if you put that up in your bedroom, Chuck, and you're having the lady over.
I don't know what my town would be called, but not Pound Town.
Welcome to Seconds Town.
Yeah.
Don't want false advertisement.
No, you really don't.
You've got to back that up.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like, if that was a guy's bedroom,
I'll do my best town.
It would be douchebag.
It would
right?
be. Yeah.
If
it's
a woman put it up, it's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
A new poll asked people to rate the vacation flings they've had in other countries. And apparently, the world's best lovers for a fling are in Scotland.
It's always known. Everyone knows that.
Italy was next.
I could see that one.
Followed by France.
I heard a Frenchman take a Swede to Pound Town.
You heard it?
That was your vacation travels.
You could.
That's different. Chuck listened to a French man take a woman to Pound Town.
Listen.
He had no part in it. He just listened to it.
Yeah, just the whole place listened to it. Unfortunately for all of us who were just staring at each other like, wow, that Frenchman really took her to Pound Town. We were in like a hostel type scenario, and these Swedish girls came in, and we were all like, wow, these girls, they all looked exactly what you think. And there was this guy, Pierre. It took Pierre five to 10 seconds to seduce one of them and take them upstairs. And the noises coming out of that upstairs bedroom filled the whole entire place.
How long were you listening to this French man have his ex?
They were just having sex for, I don't know how long you'd have sex for. Probably 15 minutes of all of us downstairs, like her three friends.
Oh, my God.
A guy from Spain. Couple guys from Ireland that were on the run from the police.
The way to kick off a vacation.
It was a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a thing.
So after France comes England, Spain. The U.S. made the top 10, comes in sixth for the world's best lovers for a fling. Portugal, Ireland, Sweden, and Wales. But Scotland comes...
I wonder why. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of...
Because they're crazy, because they... I don't know.
I don't know. They're drunk for sure. That is for sure.
Yes, no doubt. They're definitely wasted. And they may show you a good time. Or they may not.
I don't know.
It all depends.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. Do you have any secret tests you put someone through on a date? Because a woman reveals that she has three first date tests. What about you? Guys, girls, what's your secret test you put someone through on a date? And we're not talking about how they treat the staff, anything like that. Just something that you look out for or you intentionally ask to see what kind of person they are. If you have a secret date test you want to share, you can join us quickly here. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969.
So this is kind of like, what's that movie where...
Is he at the door? The car door?
The car door.
I was trying to think of that just now. Like, there's a scene in a gangster movie where... The guy opens the car door for the girl,
the lady, but make sure his door's locked.
Yeah, like he goes around, and I've always, I like adopted that as a, as a, one of these.
If the girl doesn't, so you lock all the doors of the car.
Yes.
You go over, unlock the passenger door, let the woman in, close the door. And then by the time you walk around, if she hasn't either hit the button to let you to unlock all the doors or like make sure that you can get in.
Yeah, it was, I think, like, that doesn't hold up anymore.
It's old. Yeah, it was
because
old school.
You double click your remote to open every door. Yeah.
I get it. I get it. The you locks know? Have changed. But it was like a good.
Yeah, I thought that was like one of those. I was like, oh, that's pretty sure.
Because yeah, I guess you can tell if she's thinking about others.
Right.
You know, not just herself.
Yeah.
So here's a couple of things this woman does. The safety test. She'll order an Uber home. She'll see if the guy bails or will wait with her to make sure she gets into the car safely. If he doesn't wait around with her, he's done. No second date.
Guys just bail?
You imagine?
Guys just
it's like dropping a woman off at her house and not walking her to her door or not making sure she gets in okay. Like, just dropping her off and be like, peace, speeding away.
Yeah, like, instantly.
And it's a Bronx Tale, by the way.
A Bronx Tale,
oh, yeah.
Great,
that's a great movie.
Yep.
Yeah, she says guys have just bailed. Like, she'd be like, oh, I'm going to get an Uber. And they're like, all right, well, have a good night. Nice meeting you.
I do feel like it didn't go well if you're just peeling out. I mean, obviously, you didn't care.
I'm just too paranoid. Like, I'd peel out and I'd be like, somebody took her. Like,
oh, oh yeah. And all of her stuff is all over my car.
this guy said, if she doesn't say thank you after I pay for dinner, that's it. No more dates.
Yeah. I mean, it does make some sense.
This woman's other test, at some point during the date, she'll say she's cold just to see if the guy will hand over his jacket to her. She said if a guy's not willing to do that, he's dead to her.
I can't even imagine me like, maybe do some jumping jacks.
Right.
You can't have my coat.
No. You know, but, okay, you know, as guys, we get dressed to go out for a meal.
Yeah.
So I could be wearing a jacket over a shirt. Maybe the shirt is a little snug or something, or you know what I mean? Like, I probably yeah. not gonna, I know I'm not going to take my jacket off at night. And on a first date, you know, if I've got like a pit stain or I've been sweating.
Oh, God, I hope I don't.
I'm not going to take
I'm going to give him the jacket
you
every
time. Still, you would.
Yep.
I think I would. I think that's one time where like my fatness becomes like an awesome thing.
Yeah, if they want to wear my Dave and Chuck zip up.
Lucky for you.
There you go.
I remember preparing for a winter.
I'm thinking of a suit jacket.
Yeah, no. There you go. Dave and Chuck the Freak zip up.
The
sweater. It's yours.
Do you have a secret date test you put someone through? Let's start off here with Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, is this on?
Yes, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Oh, all right. So I usually, when my girlfriend, before I started dating my girlfriend, I had her paying for the dinners before. I wanted to make sure if she was there for the money or not.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I'm not good looking enough to do any kind of move
imagine.
Like that. I gotta pay.
I wouldn't think that would work for most men. I don't think the woman would.
Yeah,
be out.
I mean, I don't know. He must live a different lifestyle than
maybe
us.
Maybe he does. I don't know. Johnny Long Dong.
Yeah, I don't know what
it is. I don't know what you're bringing to the table, man. But most guys wouldn't risk that.
No.
Thanks for calling in. This guy said, "I always pay for the first date, but if the woman doesn't offer to at least split it or at least offer tip." No second date. I want that to. I want you to at least offer.
Really? I don't even care.
I don't care.
I guess I don't even care.
I feel like that's one of my opportunities to be.
To me, like, awesome. Then you're just using me. You know, you could just be using me. Because a lot of women do that, right? And they admit it. They go on to and they go out for a meal.
I'm just like, use me.
Yeah. God, I wish I was used. Use me.
Just use away.
What can I do for you?
This woman says her test is what he drinks. If it's a sugary, weak drink, she said, I'll assume he's not as masculine as I'd want him to be. Huh. So if you go and you order a Cosmo Chuck like you do.
Well, I'm not going to change for some woman.
She will not want any part of you.
I like Cosmos. I like them sweet. I like.
You know, and I think a lot more men are ordering a lot more non-traditional drinks.
You know what? I will say this. I often wonder because I don't order like a drink.
Like an alcoholic drink.
Yeah. Like if that could rub someone the wrong way.
I think if you are with someone who's a drinker.
Yeah, someone who likes to drink.
They'd want someone to be drinking with them.
Because I don't have a problem with anyone drinking, but it's just like when I'm going to eat, I'm not. I don't necessarily want.
I feel like drinking booze on a date, it's like, I don't know, like I feel like it's just a prop.
Yeah.
Like it's not like really, I'm not trying to get smashed.
No.
Just order a beer.
Yeah. I think to me, it's just like if I'm going to eat, I just don't want to drink a beer with it.
This is a good one. Matt texted in. He said, just stay off your cell phone for the love of God. That's a sure sign.
That's an easy one.
It is an easy one.
There's no bigger sign that you're just a placeholder for someone if they're on their phone. There's someone better on there they're waiting to hear from.
Let's go to Brendan, who's with us. Brendan, do you have a secret test you put a date through?
Well, I was actually put on a secret test.
Really?
So, yeah. So I was just about to start dating this girl, and we were pretty close, but she was also close with her ex. So randomly one day, she's like, you know, I decided I'm actually going to start talking with my ex. So me thinking all chances are gone, I was like, well, recently I kind of slept with this other girl because you weren't telling me what was really going on with us. And she's like, well, now that you told me that, you kind of ruined things over and nothing's going to happen.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
She's talking to her ex.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she wasn't even, but she was like, she just...
Just even saying that, it's...
Yeah, it's like a game I don't need, but...
Why do people play so many games?
There's so many games.
Let's keep it simple.
It's because they're young.
Jim, you have like a messy test?
You take them out to a restaurant, and you order this thing called a Flamin' Cheese.
Yep.
Real messy dinner. And if you get, if they make a messy plate, you can date them. If it's clean, you run away.
You are Lisa's perfect man.
That's so true.
She loves Saganaki, and she will make a mess.
Would have been together in another life. Yeah. All right, Jim. For sure. Yeah, you can be comfortable.
That's not where I thought he was going to go with it. Comfort. I was like, I wondered where he was going to go with
me
that.
Me too. I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah.
That if she made a mess, then he was
like, ooh. You know? And I'm like, oh man, I don't. Someone who, it's funny. It's just funny.
Someone said, I run a few minutes late to see if they'll sit in the car to wait for me or if they'll go inside and actually get a seat and not be pussy and wait in the car. Mm. Oh, so if they're waiting in the car, then that she doesn't like that.
Oh, instead of going up to the door?
Right, instead of actually going up to the door and getting a table or something.
Huh.
Who would wait in their car? I would never wait in my car.
That's weird.
I don't even understand the scenario, honestly.
So, you're meeting somewhere.
Okay.
And so I guess she's saying if the guy's still waiting in his car, she doesn't like that.
Oh, no.
Intentionally be late. But if he's actually gone in and got a table, she likes that.
I kind of understand waiting in the car, though, because it's
going
like,
together.
If it's a first date, you don't know if they're going to show up. There's that embarrassment of like, get another fat guy that's alone. I'll pay my bill.
I've been in there and like waited and I'm like, man, it's been. And like I would get like a message saying, hey, running a little bit behind. And I'm like, I know how I look right now.
Yeah.
I look like I'm the big fat man on the tall table.
Yep.
The table I was in was up real high. It was all by, and the waitress kept coming by. I'm like, is that, you need anything? I'm like, no, they're on their way. Right. Everything's going to be just
off,
fine.
They're so full of hope.
They're like, somebody will be joining you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You'd like to wait before you order anything then?
Yeah, I'm not waiting right here.
Okay.
They're for sure going to show up.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, it's been about an hour now.
Mind your business.
You still want to, what, can I get you an appetizer?
Just give me the bill. There's some kind of emergency.
Yeah, man, I've had that. I've felt that way knowing 100% the person is showing up.
Right.
But it's just that the place is busy and you're the one guy at the table by yourself for
it's
15
like
minutes, 20 minutes.
I've never had anybody like not show up, but then it was like, it's the waiting though. Oh. You that feeling of you look like that. I like a lot of fat guy hangups.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's a normal one, but also at the same time, I feel like all those people with those that were staring and thinking stuff should applaud when the person actually does come in and sit down like, oh, yes, he did it. Thank you.
I told you.
She showed up. I told you.
Next up, Mr. Butts, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Penis.
Penis. What's your secret date test?
So I think it's really good for nowadays, too, is you just make a fake profile on some type of dating account, which is what I did. And then I was dating this chick and for a couple months, and I was like, well, I'm gonna see if she's really worth continuing on. So I made a fake profile, took a stock picture of some guy holding a fish and hit her up and was like, hey, girl, this man. And she shot down the fake profile, never responded. And I was like, you know what? It's worth it. And we've been married for many years now.
Oh, well, nice. I mean, a different kind of test. Yeah, it's like a weird, it's, I don't know how to feel about it because there's definitely, it's like a fraudulent thing.
Sure it is.
That you're doing to someone, but at the same time, you are going to find out an important thing about a person.
Yeah. But maybe also, I mean, they could still be keeping their options open. They don't know they're going to be with you forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think maybe if a couple weeks in you did that, maybe it would be different.
Yeah. But,
this guy said, I'll pull my dong out. If she doesn't laugh, she's passed the test.
Yeah. That's a real test.
Just like on a first date, that's a bold move.
That was my buddy's
move. Also get you arrested.
Yeah, it can.
Another one said, for me, it's the first date conversation. He should be asking me questions about myself if he's truly interested. If he talks about nothing but himself, I'm out. That goes both ways, men and women. Yeah. You got to be interested in the other person. Show some interest, not just talk about you. Bob in Boston. Bob, what's your first date test?
My first date test, my thing is, if she sleeps with you on the first date, she's disqualified because she's probably sleeping with everybody else. You want to get laid that first night, but
it's gotta
she does, she's disqualified.
Yeah, it's got to be harder, right?
Right. And that was me with my three-date rule. You know, we had to bang by the third date or I knew we weren't meant to
right.
be. But
you were trying to bang him on the first night.
No, I wasn't. Yes, I was actually, were. Third yes, night were. Was perfect. Third date was how it should have went. I agree with him there. If she's ready to, you know, swallow you down right out of the, right out of the gate.
Wow. That's welcome different. To Dave's Pound Town. Put the saying. Sign up.
I'm just saying.
No, there is something to
think,
that.
Oh, wow, she is.
There is something to that.
Easy. A few more calls here. We're talking about what your first date test is for guys or girls, whatever you're into. What kind of test do you put them through? Jess. Hey, Jess.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's
so
all
sorry.
Good. It's all good.
So my test is, like, if they ask if I have a kid and I say yes, that's fine. But don't continuously talk about my child. Like, don't ask about different things and stuff like that. Like, one thing and you're good. You don't have to be like, oh, like, what? How old is she? What is she like? All that kind of stuff. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like the guy trying to be interested in
I
your life.
I think so, too. It doesn't mean he's a creep or a pervert. Yeah. He's trying to,
yeah,
you know.
But I can
she's
understand
just annoyed
it.
By
she's
it.
She's just being protective.
But I think he's trying to be like, I accept that.
You know, the thing about kids is it all depends on people's scenarios. Because I remember being young and, like, setting up a date with this girl. And we had seen each other a couple times. And then she worked at a bar. And someone said, oh, is your kid going to be there? And she had never she'd never revealed she had a kid. And she saw it in my face instantly as I think I was 21.
Yes, you're not ready for
children. And she was like, oh, man, I didn't want you to know about. Because she wasn't interested in me as like any kind. But she knew I instantly was like, oh, man, I can't. I mean,
bye-bye.
You know, I can't be the pseudo dad. But then it changes as you get older.
Sure,
so it's all about scenarios and time. And
this guy said, I take a woman out kayaking on a first date so I can see them without makeup. That's my test. And some women probably still wear makeup going kayaking.
Yeah. But then they look like the Joker.
Well, sure. If they get splashed.
The prison,
get
prison splashed. Scene or something.
This woman said, he doesn't dine downtown. He's not the one.
Yeah, get out of here.
First date. Get down there. Time to pay the bill.
Holy hell, lady. First date? That's your test?
Well, there's no shortage of men who would.
No, for sure they would.
Yeah.
But generally, on the first date, seems quite intimate.
It is. It is.
Jake.
Hey, record.
What is your first date test?
So it's not really a test, but more something I look out for, which is if they recently got out of a multiple year long relationship and they're talking a lot about their previous partner and haven't gotten over him yet, I just leave the situation totally.
Yeah. I mean, you should never be talking about another Texas. Person.
Like you
on
just,
a first date?
Oh, come on. What's wrong with you? This guy said, my secret test involves panties and a bra.
Yeah?
If she's not wearing either one, I will not be dating her again.
That's a bold move to show up pantyless.
That really is, right?
On a first date.
And how would I know?
Well, you find out.
There's ways to find out.
Well, I mean, if I...
Mm.
Yeah.
If they tell you, then it's like, that's pretty cool information.
That is very nice to share. Thank you.
I'm enjoying our evening.
This is going great.
Andy does not have the same birthday.
No. A lot of guys would not.
Yeah.
But I get where he's coming from.
Yeah.
You know, some guys aren't into that.
I'm just not as judgy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know someone who doesn't really wear them. And I can't put them into the category of any kind of like they're not slutty. Like yeah, most of it's just weird. Like some, I don't. It's like a hang up.
They wear
of
like tight clothes and they don't want to like defending.
Defend them.
Okay. Sometimes they wear the panty lines to show.
Exactly.
There's lots of reasons. I mean, slutty ones that they'd go underwearless.
This is Andy Green speaking on behalf of women without underwear.
Yes, he's a champion for them.
Jackie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what's your secret date test?
So right before I married my husband, we started dating, doing the normal stuff, and I would like aggressively swear, like a sailor, like all over the place. And even my friends were like, what are you doing? Like, this guy's like such a catchboard. Like, why are you acting like this? And my test is truly to be like as awful as possible to see if they can, hey. You know, keep up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a crazy...
Wow.
I mean, but...
And he loved it.
Oh, he loved it. Okay, so, okay, yeah.
That's a test.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a perfect match.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't know. I mean, I would all depend.
I just... Not me. I don't know. I don't think I'd be down.
Yeah, see, to me, I think it would make me laugh. It would make me laugh a ton. So... I don't think I'd have necessarily a problem. But that's the thing. It's like, is it your thing or is it not your thing? You know? Like chicks who burp. Is that funny or does that gross you out?
Grosses me out.
Burps aren't, it's like not a fart.
It's not a fart. It can be funny.
I'll roll with a lot.
Yeah. We're finding out. Yeah, we're finding that out.
Someone else texted us in here. She said, I'm a big girl. If he doesn't get me a bunch of food, he can hit the skids.
Okay. Get her a bunch of food.
What do I have to do? I have to...
So this lady is...
She wants two entrees.
Go to town. Man, that's nuts, though. But if that's what I'm after, I mean,
well,
that's what
know,
I'm after.
As soon as you get there, like, you know.
Eat it up, baby doll.
Right?
There's dudes that get off on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, if that's your thing, like yeah. if you like them big, I'd be like, yeah, nonstop. Brought you the buffet. Don't you dare stop.
On a date, if he doesn't pile up the plates and silverware after eating to make the server's job easier, I know he's inconsiderate.
Man, there's a lot of stuff that you don't even realize is an opportunity to learn something about someone. You know, like...
I always do.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people. Well, because
if I'm nervous on a date, I may not be thinking the same way, right? So, and then I've just blown it.
And I feel like people just are deceiving on the first date. They're not portraying themselves who they are. They're just trying to be extra.
They're trying to be the perfect,
person.
Perfect person.
Yeah, no.
And one more call here. Nick's in Boston. Nick, what was your secret first date test?
So I wanted to make sure my girl was going to be down for adventures. So I actually purchased two tickets to go skydiving, but didn't tell her until we pulled up to the hangar. And this was in South Florida. And I'm like, listen, I got two tickets already. I want to know if you want to be my girlfriend. But either way, I'm going. And she ended up saying yes. We skydived together. Fast forward 5 years later, we're married.
I mean,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that works out for you.
That was my dad's I'm out moment. Because my dad, before he met my mom, was engaged to another woman.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, his bride was about 28 years old. He had met some girl. She, like, was kind of like a long distance thing after a while. But he bailed when she was like, I want to go skydiving, and had set it up. And the bride was like, we're never going to talk again. And he bailed. He bailed on, like, a complete, like, engagement. My whole I wouldn't exist.
Wow. Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
It's,
It just, I feel like that this guy on the phone could save himself a lot of trouble if he'd be like, do you like skydiving?
That's it. Plain and simple.
Yeah, but let's go skydiving together. You can say anything, right? You
but then like, say, oh, okay, let's go skydiving.
Right,
like,
yeah, and then go.
Yeah, and then go. Then,
instead of being like, we're skydiving, and then being like, no. Like,
right.
Of course not.
It's a good point.
Skydiving.
Yeah, that's a great
true.
Point.
Clear that.
True. Clear questions that work way. As well.
Yes, they do.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Sometimes people go to the stupid extremes.
Oh, yeah.
A TSA agent working at Tampa International Airport in big trouble now after she created a fake police report because she was late to work.
Oh, man.
The Federal Air Marshal Service notified the Polk County Sheriff's Office after Taletta Collier, 34 years old, of Winter Haven, submitted a forged burglary report to her employer to explain why she was late to work. Hmm. She called the TSA communications office, said she's going to be late, only because a knife-wielding man tried to burglarize her vehicle.
Right.
And her supervisor said, okay, just give us a business card from an investigator or a case number or something so we can prove that's legit.
Uh-oh.
She texted her supervisor a document that looked like a police report.
Okay.
And they said, great, bring in the actual copy, though, please, instead of a picture.
I really didn't believe her.
Uh-oh. Well, she never produced the actual copy. When the detective saw the image, they said, this is obviously a fake report.
Yeah.
She should have just said constipation.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
How do you prove that?
There's ways.
You want me to prove it?
Let me look.
When detectives asked her about the armed burglary, she said, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
They arrested her now on charges of criminal use of a personal ID and uttering a false document. She, of course, will no longer be employed by the Transportation Security Administration. Her mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. All I'll say is, if she was a TSA agent, I would not mess with her.
We hope you're not getting the full body cavity search.
Ooh. Oh, my.
No.
That's like the look they all give me when I'm about to go through the security. Yeah,
what do you have? Like,
what's up your butt?
I think it's my hair. Yeah. She's like, not likely. That's kind of the way it looks like. She's got a bunch of drugs on you. Don't
yeah.
You?
That's mm-hmm. just all the only question. What's up your butt?
Right. Mm-hmm. What's up your butt?
I know you got drugs up there in your booty.
She's saying it right
she's
now.
Saying,
she
I can
is.
See it on her face.
She can.
I'm like, how does she know I have drugs in my booty right now?
Mm-hmm.
Drugs in my booty.
Isn't this the hardest time ever to be fired from the TSA?
Should be.
Yes. Like, don't you think you could be like late every day and they're like, please, right. please show up? And you're like, listen.
I feel like she might have come up with some crazy
yeah,
excuses.
I think yeah, so. Yes. We've had some problems with her, probably.
I think so. Obviously, they never believe anything she says.
No. Nope.
No. This might be the third strike.
I've never heard of anyone being ordered to show a police report.
Right.
Right. No. A physical copy. Ever. No. So it could have been like strike 72.
Yes, for yeah, it probably was.
And like the TSA isn't going to know that it's a fake police report. They're the TSA, TSA, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just look up the case number.
Hmm. She looks like Biggie Smalls. I mean, she is not one to be trifled with.
Again, if you want to see her, go check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
You ain't traveling on business.
Please.
What's in your booty, boy?
Not likely.
Kind of just tell me.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does not look like she believes you for one second.
No.
Lies.
You can see it right in her face.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.